Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to share our text together this evening. The text is from the psalm that is printed in your bulletin, and I'd like to read the first two verses responsively. Come and see what God has done.
He is awesome in his deed toward the children of man.
He turned the sea into dry land.
They passed through the river on foot.
This is our text. The text for tonight, the psalm, pictures for us the next road on our journey of Lent, a journey out of exile. The cast of characters for this journey is from the book of Exodus, Moses, Israel, and the Red Sea. The cast of characters at the other end of the journey is in the Gospel of Mark. Jesus, us, and the River Jordan. Keep those in mind as we make this journey, the journey from exile to the freedom that God has given us in Christ Jesus. We begin in Egypt. The description of the people there who were the children of Israel is that of slavery, bondage, brutal taskmasters, daily despair, and hopelessness. That's the land of Egypt for the Israelites, a land that went from a place of refuge at the time of Joseph to indeed a place of enslavement. The people needed a savior, so God sent Moses. We take a look at it for a few moments at Moses. Moses the man. If I were to ask you, at least those of you who are near my age, whom you picture Moses as, we would probably say Charlton Heston. We could speak of Moses and all of the training that he got in the wilderness as he was preparing for all of this, and the confrontation with God who sent him back to Egypt. We could talk about his education. We could talk about his reluctance to do what God asked of him, and then eventually what God demanded of him, to go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. We could talk about Moses' temper, a temper that caused him to be sent into exile himself because he killed a man who was slaving his people, and his not very enthusiastic desire to carry out the task. And we could talk about Moses and a stubborn Pharaoh who, 10 plagues later, we have Moses the deliverer. Moses, the deliverer of the people. There was an awful lot of objects that stood in the way of the freeing of the people of Israel. Obstacles to the rescue. One of them was a large army of Pharaoh. Another was a large body of water called the Red Sea. The children of Israel, when they were finally released, were what we call today between a rock and a hard place. The armies of Pharaoh and the Red Sea that they had to navigate. And then Moses raises his staff. And that brings us to Exodus chapter 14. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you You need only to be still. Reminds me of another verse of scripture that says, be still and know that I am God. Indeed, the people were rescued and Pharaoh's army was destroyed. Destroyed by God bringing the waters back onto them in the Red Sea. The Hebrew people were saved by water. That brings us to Act 2 of our journey out of exile. Same kind of land, a land of bondage, but a slavery that's to sin and death and the devil. It's still seeking out the people of God, you and I. You and I, unlike the Israelites, still suffer under the burden of everlasting death. We need an escape, but we cannot. Like the children of Israel, we need a Savior. So God sent Jesus. As he sent Moses to the children of Israel, he sent Jesus for all of mankind, but in particular, you and me. That's what Jesus came to be. We could talk about Jesus, the man, his power given to him by God, his lineage, descended from Abraham, his sacrifice on a cross for us, and the knowledge that Jesus, God, became flesh to rescue us from exile. So Jesus, the man, became Jesus the Deliverer. Jesus the Deliverer helps us understand from whence he came. As the mighty armies of Pharaoh were drowned in the Red Sea, the Lord Jesus Christ stepped into the waters of the River Jordan. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Jesus went down into the waters of the Jordan. He took with him all of the sins of the world and placed them upon himself. And then, you all know what happened after he was baptized. In the Gospel of Mark, it talks about after he was baptized, the Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. But what did Jesus do in the wilderness? He took all of the sins of the world and heaped them upon Satan. And all at once, we are free. And it culminated in his death on a cross and his burial in a tomb, but it all began in the waters of the River Jordan. Jesus went down into those waters to take the sins of the world upon himself and into the wilderness to give them back to Satan. Several years ago on TV, there was a made-for-TV movie called Eric. Eric was a young man who struggled with cancer. In the movie, there's a touching scene on the beach of their lake cottage where the father and son were sitting on the pier. And the young man said, "Dad, remember how I wanted to swim across the bay with you? We got halfway and I couldn't make it, and you reached out and held on to me. Well, Dad, I don't think I can make it now either." Eric's father quietly spread his arms around his son and said, "I won't let you go. Put your arms around my neck, and we will go on forever." Jesus prepared the waters of our own journey by our own baptism. Down into the waters we go. All sin is washed away. And up from the waters we rise. And we rise as a new creation, a new Adam, a child of God, returned from exile, because our arms are around the neck of our Savior. That's our journey, my friends. The journey that takes us from the exile in Egypt to the heavenly home prepared for us by God. And it's through the waters all the way into the arms of God. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.